This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman.
Some headlines now from around the world today. Record heat is forecast internationally from the United States, where tens of millions are battling dangerous temperatures, to Europe, China, and Japan. China's top diplomat has urged India to focus on common interests and meet China halfway to defuse border tensions between Asia's most populous nations. That's what the Chinese Foreign Ministry is saying. At least 24 people have died and 10 more are missing after heavy rain causes flooding and landslides in South Korea. The Yonhap News Agency reports, citing local disaster relief officials, Singapore's transport minister has been arrested in connection with a rare top-level corruption probe that has also ensnared a billionaire hotel tycoon. That's what the country's anti-graft body says. The UN Security Council has asked the Secretary General to come up in 30 days with options to help combat Haiti's armed gangs and restore security in the conflict-torn nation. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Guterres said they should include a non-UN multinational force, a possible UN peacekeeping force, training the country's police, and tackling illegal arms trafficking. A resolution adopted unanimously by the Council Friday also authorizes up to 70 UN police and corrections advisors to scale up support and training for Haiti's understaffed and underfunded national police force. And it encourages countries, especially in the Caribbean region, to respond to appeals from Haiti's prime minister and from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for the deployment of an international specialized force. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is still waiting for a response from Russian President Vladimir Putin on a proposal to extend a deal allowing the safe Black Sea export of Ukraine grain beyond Monday. That's what a UN spokesperson said. Guterres wrote to Putin on Tuesday asking him to extend the Black Sea deal in return for connecting a subsidiary of Russia's agricultural bank to the international payment system SWIFT, sources told Reuters. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says some 289 children are known to have died in the first half of 2023 while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a news conference in Geneva Friday, UNICEF Migration and Displacement Chief Farina Naus said the death toll is double that recorded in the first 6 months of last year. Naus said the true figures were likely to be higher, as many shipwrecks in the central Mediterranean leave no survivors or go unrecorded. She said there are multiple reasons for the increase in children's deaths and is calling for reforms.
Children are dying because there is an absence of safe and legal routes. Children are dying because there are no robust search and rescue capacities deployed to prevent such deaths. And children are dying because they are so desperate in their countries and unable to seek protection in countries they cross.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. is sending F-16 fighter jets to protect ships from Iranian seizures in the Gulf region. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A senior defense official says the U.S. is beefing up its use of fighter jets around the strategic Strait of Hormuz to protect ships from Iranian seizures. The official says the U.S. is increasingly concerned about the growing ties between Iran, Russia, and Syria across the Middle East. The official told reporters the U.S. will send F-16 fighter jets to the Gulf region this weekend to augment the A-10 attack aircraft that have been patrolling there for more than a week. Last week, Iran tried to seize two oil tankers and opened fire on one of them. The U.S. Navy said in both instances, the Iranian naval vessels backed off when the guided missile destroyer USS McFall arrived on the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Anj Jabeur hopes it will be third time lucky when she faces Marketa Vondrousova in the Wimbledon final, as she attempts to become the first African or Arab woman to win a Grand Slam singles title. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.